Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, folks. Monday, June 16, 2025, halfway through the month of June, and it is getting hot, and this rain is absolutely insane, how much rain has been falling this past week, and it looks like we have another week headed this way, so just be careful out there as you make your way around the city. Driving is difficult. These rains have been pretty intense. The other day, the rain by my house was going sideways. It was absolutely crazy. To watch this, and a lot of rain in a short period of time. So just be very careful out there for the coming week, and hopefully this will diminish, dissipate, go away a little bit for a while. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about inflation. We'll talk about what the Federal Reserve is thinking about. We'll talk about gasoline prices, California blaming everyone, and we'll talk about some new scams. One, a DMV scam in Louisiana. And there are more scams going around. I'm hearing from people, you know, on a weekly basis of things. They're asking questions. And, you know, just remember, the federal government, state government, local government, they don't, you know, request information from you over the internet. You're usually going to get a letter, sometimes a certified letter or otherwise. Take the time, if you get these letters, to call and verify. Don't rely on the number that's given there. Look it up. But if you're getting text messages about, you know, this and that, are they going to take these drastic actions, take your property away from you, seize your bank asset? Your banking assets, your money, and that's not how they approach you. And we've talked about this quite a lot, and we'll continue to talk about it because it's really getting a lot of people upset. You know, they're busy, they're trying to take care of the things in their life, and it's just it's really disappointing to see that this is going on, but it seems to be on the increase. So just be very careful. Don't click on things. Pause for a moment. Don't open things unless you know exactly what it is that you're opening. I don't know about you, but I was very excited about the beginning of the CWS trek for the LSU Fighting Tigers defeating Arkansas. They obliterated their first string pitcher. Even when they were outs, they were hitting the ball all over the field. People were like, why'd they pull him so early? Because they weren't striking out, they were hitting out. And, you know, so that was obviously a problem. Their coach recognized that. Came a time where he felt like the game was in balance already early on in the game. And he went out. And their second string pitcher, who at one time was the ace of that team, pitched a pretty good game, but the Tigers were able to hold on and win. And they take on the UCLA Bruins tonight at 6 p.m. And you can catch that right here on WWL. But we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the Louisiana Tigers, to talk about Saturday night's game and tonight get a preview on the matchup with the UCLA Bruins. Ron Fauché joins us, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. In the most recent New Orleans Crime Coalition survey that was conducted by Ron, There were some questions asked about the upcoming mayor's race, and there were some numbers that were quoted there, and also approval rating on some of the folks both inside the criminal justice system, in general government, like Mayor Cantrell, posting the lowest approval rating yet, go figure. And we'll talk about his thoughts as to why we are seeing declining numbers for many elected officials in the city. Obviously, everyone has been watching what's going on in Israel and Iran. They have been volleying ballistic missiles back and forth for the last 4 days. It seems as though there may have been some overtures this past evening by Iran wanting to negotiate, wanting to talk. My suspicion is that this will carry on for another couple of days. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Well, we'll visit with Colonel Alex Gann. For those of you that listen all the time, you know that we check in with Colonel Gann, who has made himself available to us. He's a retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force, and he's really given us and been able to backfill a lot of the information that's coming our way here in this country, what's actually happening on the ground. It's not easy to get folks over there that are willing to talk to you about what they're seeing and feeling each and every day. And he comes with a very honest approach and a very balanced approach about where Israel finds itself and what it ought to be doing or not doing. So I look forward to hear from Colonel Alex Gann. I'm just so glad that he and his family have been safe. Obviously, ballistic missiles that are just peppering across the country of Israel in response from the Iranian forces, and this continues to go on. Meanwhile, the Israelis have complete control of the air over Iran. They have complete air superiority, and that obviously is something that has been a major, major problem for the IRGC, the Iranian army, and we'll get an update from Colonel Alex Gann. Over the weekend, I was reading some stories about our own educational system here in New Orleans. And we've talked about this topic over and over and over again as it relates to truancy, kids actually showing up for school. There seems to be a problem that happened over this past school year. And, you know, we continue to finance public education. We continue to spend a lot of money there. We continue to expend a lot of time and energy and focus, and we should, obviously. It's that critically important. But we don't seem to be able to find something operationally that will work in making sure that kids actually come to school, that their parents, their caretakers, and others actually do what they're expected to do for the best interests of the kids or the kids that they're caring for. This is really important. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was reading, and we're not the only ones that are facing this challenge. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article about D.C. high schoolers and middle schoolers. And the same observations were coming out of D.C., that there were approximately 16,000 D.C. public school students, one-third of its K through 12 enrollment, who were truant at some point in time during that year, meaning they missed a minimum of 2 weeks of classes without an excuse. They just disappear. They don't show up. And during this period of time, it was uncovered that the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, and the council allowed 18,000 truancy violations to go, guess what, uninvestigated. They didn't even look into what was causing this. They were just willing to accept that kids just weren't showing up in school. Now, I don't know about you, but if that happened while I was in school, there would be hell to be paid. They saw a 110% increase in kids skipping classes between the 2023-2024 school year. And they're saying that these investigations are, they're not happening and they're not going anywhere. And folks are concerned. This investigation that was conducted by the Washington Post, actually, found that the highest number of truant students came from middle school, not high school. And a school called Chapman, 40% of the approximate 570 students were truant last school year. And the report stated that the rise in school skipping correlated, go figure, with the D.C. spike in carjacking and other serious crimes, and detailed several deaths that occurred from these teens committing crimes. 13-year-olds breaking into cars, 14-year-olds being shot and killed during fights in the street. An 8-year-old went missing from a homeless shelter and was never found. Child welfare agencies are overwhelmed because they're being called upon to investigate truancy cases filed by the school because they can't coordinate with the parents. The parents are not willing to participate. And they have kids that are missing half the school year, many of whom they found were dead, shot, and killed. The Post obviously analyzed this drop in these investigations and what they were going, and what they found was there was also a drop in after-school programs. You've heard me talk about the importance of after-school programs. It's one of the things that I funded as the sheriff because I saw intrinsically the link between having kids in after-school programs, getting their work done, their homework done, developing computer skills, didn't have some of this equipment at home. They were behind the eight ball. And more often than not, kids that were in a very proactive after-school program succeeded. Now, why am I spending some time on this issue out of D.C.? Because this is the trek that we're going down. D.C. is not in isolation. Already, we're reporting concerns about this, and I'm sure that if there was someone here locally that did an investigative report, this article would be pretty much mimicked here in this city and in other cities across the country. And we sit around, scratch our head, and wonder why we find ourselves in the predicament that we find ourselves in. The reality is, as pointed out by the Washington Post author, our kids deserve better than this. Yes, they do. There's no doubt that they do. And it's really not about the blame game. It's simply just about getting this thing done. Many things have been tried. In fact, before I was sheriff, and I think when I was first elected sheriff, the Jefferson Parish School Board had identified a truancy problem, and they addressed it. It got real proactive, calling parents in. What's going on? Why the change? Why are these kids not showing up in school? Unexcused absences were not accepted without an immediate investigation. You have to be the squeaky wheel. If we're going to make this effort to fund and finance public education in the state of Louisiana, we need to get real about what we're doing. We need to guarantee and create a landscape that we will get the return on our investment, one way or the other. Whether these kids are coming to school kicking and screaming, with or without parental assistance or help, we need to make sure that they're doing and living up to their end of the bargain and the opportunity that's being provided for them. Set the bar and not be willing to accept anything less. But first and foremost, we have to give a damn. Because if we don't give a damn, it's going nowhere fast, right? If we don't care, we're going nowhere. And I mean that with all sincerity. As simple as that may sound, you have to give a damn. You have to go to work every day caring about what's happening to these kids. Many of these kids just need additional help. They come from households that are a mess. They come from households where kids are raising kids. It was one of the biggest reasons after school programs was a huge success and continue to be huge successes. There are people that are doing incredible work out there in the not-for-profit community, religious groups, church groups, and otherwise making a difference. I hear, I love the anecdotal success stories of those kids that come through that process that are getting scholarships and alike to not only high school but colleges and otherwise and are succeeding. But there is no excuse for a kindergartner, first, second, or third grader to be truant. And if it means we got to get in people's faces and call them out and embarrass them, we should do it. Because it is embarrassing. There is assistance there. There are people that want to help. That's why I spend Tuesdays bringing those programs forward in coordination with GNO Inc. and the NOLA Coalition. And every day, singing the praises of those groups that are willing to help, that are spending their time, their money, your money, people donating, wanting to make a difference in the place that we call home. I intend to make the request of Michael Heck and the NOLA Coalition to focus on truancy. It's something that we can cure. It's something that we can remediate. It's something that we can handle. We just got to put a little bit of effort in place to follow up, to mandate that schools report kids that are not showing up at school, giving whoever it's going to be the information to get the parents on the phone, the caretakers on the phone, figure out where these kids are and make sure they get back into school. It is the only way that we will guarantee ourselves that we will get the return on our investment. And the return on our investment as it relates to education is huge. The upside is astronomical. We know this intuitively. We've seen it happen over and over and over again. It is mystifying to me that we report these numbers out every year about the breadth and depth of the truancy challenges that we have in public education. I just hope and pray that someone steps up and helps save these kids. We'll be right back.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We're in the fourth day of the situation between Israel and Iran, and we're joined by Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Colonel, let me just say first and foremost, every time that there's something that goes on in Israel, I think of you. I pray for you. I pray for your family. And it's so good to hear your voice. I hope you guys are doing as good as can be expected.
Well, yes, we're doing okay. But these are challenging times, interesting times. And yes, there's a lot to tell about. But we're hoping for the best.
So I know that there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ballistic missiles fired your way in Israel. It seems as though the targets have been expanding, not only civilian neighborhoods, but some other critical infrastructure targets. I know that you are in the northern part of Israel, or at least at one time you were. Have you guys seen anything in your area of the country?
Yes, of course. Actually, every night, and today it was only once, but at night two or three times, we have the alarm go off, and we charge into our shelter at home. We're hosting our neighbors with us, and we hear the missiles going by. We hear the intercepts, but we don't go out to see because it's too dangerous, and we hear explosions. It's actually we hear the intercepts over our area. So yeah, but we sit there and we wait, 15-20 minutes, and it's over, and then we go back to bed, and then at 3 o'clock, the siren goes up again, and we run to the room again, and that's the way it's all over the country.
One death is too many. Yeah. I was just going to say one death is too many. I've been really surprised by how few in light of how many ballistic missiles have been sent Israel's way.
Yeah, first of all, we have a very efficient defense system. Also aided by the American THAAD interceptors, which are stationed over here in Israel. But I think most of the job is being done by our local missiles, the Arrow, the David Sling, etc. And I think their interception rate is about close to 90%. But of course, we have every time we have a few which we don't intercept them, and they come through and they explode, and they are very they have a very big warhead, and they come in with an enormous speed. So when they hit, the damage is huge. But we have the early warning system, so eventually, at least it goes like this: about a half an hour before the missiles are fired, we get the first warning based on the intelligence that we have over in Iran, which means, okay, get ready and be somewhere near your shelter. 10 minutes, and when the missiles are fired, it takes them up between 10 and 12 minutes to get here. So then we get the second alarm, which is go into your shelter. And it's about 10 minutes. So people have time. Most of the people do not have home shelters. So then they go to their shelter in the building, or they go to the public shelter, which shouldn't be far. And I would say that directly at one of these safe rooms in the apartment building, only there were two people or three people, I don't remember, killed. The rest of the people who were killed were not inside their safe rooms. So on the radio and the TV, you see all the time, just go into the shelter room and then most likely you'll be safe. People just, there was one woman here not far from a village, not far from us, who were in their safe room, and they heard this kind of a noise. And when they came out, their apartment was destroyed completely, but they, the whole family was okay. So
this is going to sound like a crazy question, Colonel, obviously yes. In the midst of this war, but what is the mood of the country? Obviously, you guys have been dealing with Hezbollah, Hamas, Fatah, and others. The groups that have been aligned with Iran and now straight on, straight up against Iran.
Well, you know, I say before October 7th, we felt like Iran is trying to close in on us. You know, with Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Gaza and Yemen, all those countries were actually pointing their missiles and aiming at us, and there really was a huge, huge threat. Now, 619 days after that, we feel that we turned the balance has turned 180 degrees. Lebanon is out of the game, Syria is out of the game, Iraq is out of the game, Gaza is still fighting going on, but no missiles from there, and now it's the turn of Iran. I think what we had to go over is the barrier of fear. And I think we did it twice, once in Lebanon with the beeper issue, where we started to attack Hezbollah and actually got him out of business within a few days. And now with Iran. Iran was, they still have a huge amount of ballistic missiles, but eventually the damage that we can cause Iran is much more big than they can cause us. And actually, a few minutes ago, we heard on the television that Iran is trying to go back to the negotiation table, and they're calling for a ceasefire. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, it's a real change in this geopolitical issue. So we will see. You know, I think what happened there is the regime in Iran is beginning to understand that their conflict is between having a nuclear missile or losing the regime. So we'll see what will happen. But the Iranians are masters of lying and deceiving. So we'll wait to see what will happen.
You know, you and I had this discussion before about Hamas, who you're actually negotiating with, it's a little bit more structured with Iran, but there are a lot of similarities, right? Just as deceptive, the inability to tell the truth, the fact that they'll tell you something and do exactly the opposite. They won't give you access. They're not transparent about what they're doing. What's your confidence level of reaching a meaningful solution with Iran with this leadership?
With this leadership, it's problematic. But we had, you know, there's a good example with Lebanon. When we had the agreement in Lebanon, which is still holding there, and it said that every time that Hezbollah breaches the agreement, we will attack them. And we're doing it, in the beginning, it was almost on a daily level. And now they're very careful. They understand that we mean business. Every time that something happens there, we attack them. So if something similar to that would be in Iran, and the big boy should be the states, the United States. To be the policeman of this whole thing, because for us it's foreign complicated, although I think we can do that. So we will wait for to see, even if the negotiations will open. I actually was waiting for Trump, trying to understand his policy, to go back public and tell Tehran, look, you have 3 days to come back into the negotiation and tell us you're going to close your nuclear program or we will attack you. Maybe it will happen. I don't know. It's hard to predict his movements.
What is the country's mood right now? I know things are changing. They're very dynamic relative to Bibi Netanyahu.
I would say the country is divided. We were always divided regarding Bibi. Bibi, you know, he's trying his best not to end the war in Gaza, because saying, you know, you don't change, you don't go to elections during the war, and he is not responsible for what happened in Gaza. He's never responsible for anything which went wrong. He always takes the credit for everything that goes well. So it's a big issue. Those who hate him still hate him. Those who worship him still worship him. You hit it on the spot. It's still not. We're waiting. Most likely, I think he will gain more votes now. Because he's doing the Israeli Air Force and Mossad are removing this biggest threat on the existence of Israel, which was the Iranian nuclear program. So he deserves to get some credit about it. And I still want to remind you, he's still on trial for corruption. And this trial will take forever as far as he's concerned. So
I know at one point the rally cry, and rightfully so, were those families whose loved ones were still in captivity in Gaza, those that were being held prisoners there, and not no information, no proof of life still, not a lot of communication as to this, a lot of conjecture. Where do folks stand on that issue right now?
Well, up to 4 days ago, we still had those rallies, at least three times a week, mostly on a Thursday evening and Saturday evening. Tens of thousands came to protest and demand the return of the hostages. And now, because the war situation, so the people don't want to gather up, and these rallies were postponed and canceled due to the war. But people are still talking about it, and actually now in the background, I see the TV with the mother of one of those prisoners, and it's very sad. We should have finished it a long time ago, this issue with the prisoners. It's unacceptable, unacceptable towards the people. It's unacceptable towards our values as a nation, in a society. It's unacceptable, and I think the fact that it's not been done, it's regard or on Bibi Netanyahu's political agenda. That's all.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that we still fail to get much transparency out of Hamas on the hostages, right? Very little information. And they realize that the longer that they can hold on to some, they have some leverage. I think Israel has done a great job of almost removing every leverage point that would ever exist for Hamas. But still, yeah, it's not enough.
No, it's not enough. Hamas knows this is their leverage. Actually, we know quite a lot about the hostages. We know they are now, I would say, 50, I think they're 52 in total. Out of them, we know for sure that 20 are still alive. And we know that the 22 are dead already. But these who are alive will not remain alive for very long, due to the conditions that they are held in, and due to the war. You know, it's very, it's not, I think it happened in the past that the Air Force dropped a bomb and it hit, not directly the hostages, but caused their guards to kill them or something like that. So the war over there is going to kill them, for sure. And I think we are in the position where you can't kill the last Hamas person. You can't do that. Hamas is an idea. It's an ideology. So, but I think if we do the right deal, which will be get all the hostages back at one time, get out of Gaza, and make sure that Gaza that remains free of weapons and that Hamas leaders leave Gaza, it can be done. But again, I'm not sure the government wants it for their own agenda.
Yeah, there's so many nuances to this, as we sit here in the U.S. Watching it. As I said before, I watch the ballistic missiles. I think of you all the time. And so many other folks that I know that are in Israel, it's just harrowing. And people, folks here have a real difficult comprehending how y'all are facing this challenge. And I remind them, this has been going on for years. I mean, this is not a recent happenstance where missiles happen to be hurling your way, right?
No, we had them, a long time, for years, but not in this, I would say, with this size of missiles. But we had many missiles coming over the years. For instance, my younger daughter, she lives in Haifa, and last night the missile hit, I think it was about a half a mile from their house. And mm-hmm. she sits in their shelter with my three grandchildren, because her husband is on duty in the army, and we just keep we talk on the phone and we hope everything will go okay, and that's the way we go, and that's the way we contact with each other, and we know we have to pull through. I tell the people, don't forget that the people of London, they did that for a year and a half under mm-hmm. the Blitz. So yeah. Yes, we will overcome.
Colonel, thank you so much for joining us. You truly are a special person, and we appreciate you taking time to backfill some information for our listening audience. I get texts all the time, people trust what you say. They enjoy listening to your breakdown of that, and we are most grateful for you taking time. And God bless, Godspeed, and take care.
I feel you're in our thoughts and prayers. First of all, I thank you. I feel it's important. I feel, you know, the U.S. and the people of the U.S. are our best allies. And I think it's important that you know exactly what goes on and not, you know, the media may be somewhat problematic sometimes. So I'm at your disposal whenever you want. Thank you very much.
Colonel, thank you, and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. You know, I was just reflecting on the many conversations that I've had with Colonel Alex Gann, and I'm so glad to hear from you, the listening audience. Folks have been texting in saying that they really appreciate his approach and what he says. They have a lot of faith in him. And one text here says, absolutely, that is a special and strong man, and God bless him and his family. We are so lucky over here and take so many things for granted. I think about that gentleman right now, and I hear zero air sirens going off right now when I'm getting ready to get my Monday red beans and rice ready. Pretty unimaginable. Yeah, and you know, from that perspective, obviously, we are very fortunate here. And, you know, my conversations with him have been through thick and thin of what was going on the northern border with Hezbollah, which is a lot closer to where he lives. Obviously, his town has been impacted by these ballistic missiles that are coming in from Iran. He's been more of a centrist in his approach as it relates to the Palestinian people and how they move forward together and how do they resolve this with Hamas, and been both complimentary and critical of Bibi Netanyahu's leadership. And I think it gives you a good flavor of a lot of what is thought of by the Israeli population in Israel, the nuances of government, of politics, not too terribly different than here, right? It occurred to me that the center is kind of where a lot of folks are trying to end up. It's been a challenge here to end up in the center. Nobody's leaving much space to be in the center any longer. In light of some of the occurrences over the weekend and what's happened here for many, many months, we should be running to the center, in my view, on many of these issues, and be more willing and understanding of one another. We are so much alike, and it's funny when you look at these arguments and rhetoric that's going back and forth. I always remind ourselves that it's all about our family, the safety, security of our family, of our jobs, of our way of life, of our quality of life, and how we live each and every day. Makes you reflect, though, when you talk to someone like Colonel Alex Gann. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.